As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
By not lowering interest rates, and I think as well as we're doing, we'd do much better. He's keeping rates too high.
Get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday. Shannon, great to have you back on the show. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And the president there talking about Jerome Powell. I fuss with the folks over at Fox Business all the time about how emotional the stock market is. Like, the president never said he was going to fire Powell, but because they were afraid he might try, the market tanked. And then when he said he wouldn't, the market goes back up. And it's just maddening to me.
Well, it is very emotional. And what markets hate is instability, as you know. And so they felt a lot of that lately with tariffs, with the back and forth with the president and Powell. And, you know, everything that Secretary Bessent says is parsed by the syllable to figure things out, too. And so the market just, you know, it's going to fluctuate. It is emotional. And it's why I've been trying not to take a look at it. You know, my husband got the mail a few days ago, and it had, you know, our monthly statement on some of our retirement accounts and things. And he was like, look how good this looks. And I'm like, that was before Liberation Day. Don't show me any paperwork pre-Liberation Day, because I think things have changed since then.
Just don't look. Yeah, you got a long-term horizon here. The only people that have lost any money are the ones that have sold. And I listened to another report this morning that the smart people, the hedge fund managers out on Wall Street, they're making money on all this.
Okay, yes, because the more that people are, you know, turning over and looking around and getting in and out of things, I mean, that makes people money who are not just the ones who are investing. So all of those attendant businesses connected to this and people that can short things and can think long term, and have been through a few of these cycles, they know how to make money in these kinds of markets. And, you know, President Trump is now being investigated for saying, hey, it's a great time to buy, which a lot of people think when the market's down, if you've got cash, that is a good time to buy. But we'll see how those investigations turn out.
Shannon, I saw you interviewed, and in fact, I remember you telling us you were going to be interviewing Butch Wilmore, the astronaut who was stuck for, what was it, like 9 months or something like that?
Right.
What
was
your big takeaway from that interview?
This guy is incredibly humble. I mean, you would not know anything about him unless you go and research it yourself. I mean, he's been in space multiple times for these extended periods. He was one of the top Navy test pilots ever. But if you meet him, he's like, hey, I'm just Butch. I'm an elder here at this church. I sweep up, I set up, I tear down. Like, I'm here to go to the hospital and visit people. I mean, he did all of these things he could do from space, calling people, checking on his parishioners, leading devotions from space. I mean, he's just a truly humble guy that makes you feel like, this is a real American hero. I'm just glad I got to hang out with him.
Yeah, did he seemed to, I mean, some people wanted to get him involved in the politics of all this, mm-hmm. but he did admit that he was thankful for Donald Trump and Elon Musk.
He did, because that's how they got home.
Yeah.
So he
yeah.
definitely is happy about that. But yeah, I got the sense from both he and, you know, the interviews you see with Sonny Williams as well. They don't want it to be about politics. They love the space program. They love the support for it. And they love that even if, you know, their circumstances were unexpected, it drew a ton of attention to the space program and to the privates, you know, entrepreneurs and investors who are making things happen in space, too. So they're happy for the attention, but I think they're also very happy to be home with their families.
Yeah, very true. Hey, let's talk due process for a minute and put your lawyer hat on for me for a minute, your legal hat, and tell me, mm-hmm. Chris Van Hollen is insistent, and so are all these other Democrats that have flown to El Salvador, that this Garcia guy did not have due process.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not the due process the Democrats wanted. If you go through to a deportation judge and you get deported, you've had due process. Am I right?
Yes. And what they're saying is, you know, back in 2019, there was this protective order. He didn't have any legal status as a citizen or temporary citizen, none of that. But what he had was this order that he couldn't be deported back to El Salvador because of a specific gang there that had harassed his family that he was worried about. He could have been deported anywhere else, though. So the question I had for Senator Van Hollen was like, okay, so if they bring him back here, have this hearing and deport him again, are you fine with that? And he said, yes. So you got to wonder how far they're willing to push this. You've got Republicans here in town saying we love it. The more of them who go down there and want to defend potential gang members, they are running ads and think it's going to be a very good conversation piece for them going into the midterms.
Yeah, very true. What do you have any guests lined up for this weekend?
We do have one locked in. His name is Senator John Kennedy, the soundbite machine.
Yeah.
So he's got a lot of opinions on things going on in the world. So we will try to get to him with, you know, this whole tax situation they're trying to get passed on the Hill. But a lot of foreign policy with Russia and Ukraine. Can they get to a deal? And I also have a special sit down with my friend Dana Perino. She's got a new book out, mm-hmm. and you'll learn some things about her in our interview that you may have been very surprised to find out.
Yeah, I think I might have heard her on with Brian the other day. It sounds like a fascinating book. We'll look forward to that, Shannon. Thank you.
See you Sunday.
Yep. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. She probably didn't like me promoting the Brian Kilmeade interview there instead of Fox News Sunday. I'll let them work that out. We'll be back in a minute.